This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M. Everything Limestone Coast.
Triple M Mullo is back. There's more sport to talk about. And don't forget, the boys, the know-it-alls, will be back for the final time at about 9:30 this morning right here on Triple M.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M. We're talking local sport. And, of course, we've got junior grand finals up at Narra Court for the KNT and across the way at Millicent, the Western Border Junior Footy League. Who better to talk to about the arrangements and what's ahead? It's all about Millicent, the present. Good morning, Joel Redman.
Good morning, Milo. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, good. And the weather looks okay tomorrow, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. But we must remember we live in the southeast. Now, obviously, there's some hurdles and some challenges because COVID rules apply. So really the big one is there's a restriction on people in terms of capacity inside the complex.
Yeah, look, we made the decision to try and manage numbers to 1,000, Milo. It's probably going to present, you know, some interesting challenges throughout the day, but we think with, the cooperation of the Western Border footy community and the general visitors that we'll have, we think we can probably do a pretty fair job of that.
Yeah, and interesting, the games, particularly the 12A Carnival, which starts at 8:30, good luck to all those keen parents, brings back memories. Main Oval and Norm Facey Oval. Good morning, Storm and Norman, wherever you are and what are you doing? So that's a bonus. Now, I suppose the ideal thing is once people have their children's involvement's completed, if they can, to disappear and allow other people to enter the grounds.
Yeah, look, we'd be asking for people's, understanding and respect around that. Certainly one of the overriding SANFL rules for this year has been get in, play, get out. Mm. And, that sounds a bit blunt and we don't mean it to be. Obviously, we want everybody's custom and we want to, do the best job we can looking after them. But we also ask for their understanding as the games roll on that, additional spectators are going to want to get in to see, kids, grandkids and in-laws.
Now, the one that needed a few reminders at the senior grand final at South a few weeks back was the fact you must be seated if you're consuming alcohol. I know you've catered pretty well over there in the shed and other areas, but there are still individual restrictions within those confines, isn't there?
Yeah, look, there is limited seating available at the ground. We'd expect that people hopefully bring a seat of their own or they may have to be prepared in the event of some ordinary weather to sit in their car. But certainly we'll be, there'll be COVID marshals patrolling the ground to make sure that we adhere to that seated while drinking. Having said that, it is a junior grand final day, so it won't be, I don't think alcohol consumption will be at the forefront of too many people's minds. It's just something that we'll have to monitor through the day and make sure that we stick to the rules.
Of course, the netty's on, so there'll be noise coming from there. And obviously talking the footy, as I said, under 12, the 12A carnival, so that'll present some good footy. Kids of the future, of course, and they'll be keen. The other grand finals, undefeated North versus South. Closest South have got 4 points. Undefeated Millicent, your mob, take on South Red. 13 points is the tightest margin there. And also, you guessed it, undefeated Millicent versus South, 13 points. So those margins aren't insurmountable. So I think funny things can happen. I reckon we're going to have three top games.
Yeah, there'd be some pretty solid standard football throughout the day, Milo. Certainly the teams in the 14, 16 and 18s have showed a high level of skill and ability in the game. We look forward to watching what the 12A's can do. Obviously, as you said, it's the next generation and for us to be able to run a junior program this year has been a source of pride and a little bit of effort required, but it's something that was focused on early and I'm glad we've been able to pull it off.
And a lot of those lads in 18s have played senior footy if you've been up to Glenelg this year as well, so that highlights the showpiece we're going to have a look at. Now, the other one, Millicent, the club, the community must be really wrapped where that complex is because you ticked another box which was shaping to be used this year Western Border wise, the new lights, and they tell me their capacity is top notch and provides an opportunity for night footy.
Yeah, look, it's something we'll be focusing on and it's certainly a conversation point from the start of this year. We'd spoken about our desire to try and play some night footy, whether that was junior or senior. We had, discussions about senior games for this year. It's a testament to the planning of the previous couple of administrations that we've got lights now that we can do that, and it's something we'll be focusing on in the future. So,
Yep,
and we'll work on that.
Yeah, country footy is a great example of community and people working together. I've been talking to Joel Redman. He's the Big Kahuna president over there at Millicent. And as we've highlighted, we just want people to be patient, bit of common sense. COVID rules apply. Let's hope the weather's reasonable and we have some good footy. I'll see you over there tomorrow, Joel.
No worries. Thanks very much, Milo.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.